Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. This is your afternoon wrap-up, and we've got the latest market details coming up when we come back right after this.
As we come down to the home stretch of the 2016 wheat crop, the Oklahoma Wheat Commission reminds you it's a great time to be doing your homework to get ready for next year's wheat crop, figuring out which varieties will work best for your farm operation. Mike Schulte, Executive Director of the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, says right now you can see what's in the field at the wheat trial plots around the state. You can also review the data from last year, and still to come, the data from the wheat trials as they're harvested here for 2016.
Producers can go and see what these varieties actually look like in the field for their region. They can look at those reports and hopefully get a better idea of those varieties that are out there that will make them be more successful in their operation.
That 2015 data on the wheat variety trials available right now at okwheat.org. And coming this summer, the results from the 2016 wheat variety trials. okwheat.org is your resource. Remember, the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for you, the wheat producer.
Well, the cattle complex mixed here so far today in slow volume as traders cautiously position ahead of late week feedlot sales. The lean hog trade at the Chicago Mercantile also like consistent definition with prices swinging between moderately higher to moderately lower. Now, monitoring the cash cattle trade today, not much going on. Given lackluster bids of $124 and $202 to $205, significant excitement and trade volume will probably be postponed until tomorrow. Asking prices remain firm at about $132 in the south and $210 plus in the north. Also going on today, live cattle contracts are mostly lower, but not by much. Prices have been slow, slopping on both sides of unchanged through the day. Bulls and bears alike seem reluctant to commit before the development of late week cash trade. And the feeders also moderately lower today, pressured by discounted deferred issues and a general lacking of buyer interest. Now on the grains lower across the board, trying to pair losses from the overnight session. In addition to profit-taking, liquidation ahead of tomorrow's June supply and demand reports also in play. Wheat prices following other markets lower after testing chart resistance on Wednesday's rally. Maps for the next 7 days call for drier weather throughout the southern plains. The corn futures also lower today with early selling from the overnight session after a weak close yesterday, trying to gain some ground into trading in Europe. Farmer hedging was likely in play yesterday as traders mull forecasts for temperatures near 100 degrees in parts of Iowa tomorrow. Now, the soybeans did finish mostly higher after starting lower today with profit-taking kicking in after yesterday's big surge. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.